Good morning, everyone. It's great to have you here on Halloween. I'm going to be speaking about a project that we have been implementing now for 3 years. We're entering actually our fourth year. It's called Mujer Sana, Familia Fuerte, and it's a promotores-led, culture competent, and linguistically appropriate cervical cancer prevention for Latinas. I have no relationships to disclose. Financial relationships. And because this is a CDC-funded project, I'm required to say that funding for this conference was made possible in part by a cooperative agreement through from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The views expressed and written in conference materials or publications and by speakers and moderators do not necessarily reflect the official policies of the Department of Health and Human Services. Nor does mention of trade names, commercial practices, or organizations imply endorsement by the U.S. government. So in my talk, I'm going to describe the project, the implementation, and the results of the project to date, and sort of highlight best practices, lessons learned, and focus on the methodology and the outcomes. So as Cheryl mentioned, I work at the National Council of La Raza. NCLR is the largest Hispanic civil rights and advocacy organization in the U.S. And we are an umbrella organization for approximately 300 community-based organizations across the country, as you can see on this map. And we work very closely with our affiliates, who range from one-person shops to very, very large federally qualified health centers. And for this specific project, we partnered up with our affiliate in Washington, D.C. called La Clínica del Pueblo, and in Chicago with Alivio Medical Center. Both are federally qualified health centers, and both have had existing promotores programs that have been successful. Have you guys heard of promotores programs? Who has? Okay. So promotores are community health workers, and they're culturally competent. They're, you know, it's a very effective model, and very popular and growing in the U.S. And they're trusted community members who want to take on the role of educating their fellow community members. So in the Latino community, sometimes it's people who are health professionals in their country of origin but can't necessarily practice here in the U.S. because of certification reasons. And so we work with our promotores, our affiliates who have promotores programs, to provide capacity building and technical assistance. So cervical cancer among Latina women is at disproportionately higher rates. The highest incidence rates of new cases is among Latinas. It's the second highest death rate, and it's twice the cervical cancer rate of white women. So there's definitely a need for culturally competent cervical cancer prevention interventions. So we designed this in conjunction with our affiliates, our partners on the ground, a community-based cervical cancer education program. And I really want to emphasize that it, from beginning to end, we had input from the community, and it really led to the project's success. So our target population was low-income Spanish-speaking Latina women over the age of 18, and the goal was to increase the percentage of Latinas who received PAP tests in the Chicago and D.C. area. We wanted to increase knowledge, change attitudes, increase behavioral intent, and then measure for actual behavior engagement in these in the cervical cancer screenings. So at NCLR, we go through a six-phase research model, where the first phase is the planning, second is formative research, then materials development, then field testing, followed by evaluation, and then dissemination. Today I'm going to focus a little bit on the formative research and development. I have a couple of pictures that I want to show you, but I really want to focus on the methodology and the evaluation results. So as I mentioned, we are working with our promotores in Washington, D.C., and when we were deciding to develop the materials, we had done an internet search for pictures that we wanted to use, and the promotores were like, these women don't look anything like us. They're models, like, we can't relate to them. So we hired a photographer, and they posed as models. So these are the promotoras, and they are now included in the actual materials. And the materials include a toolkit, and within the toolkit is a flip chart, and it's about this big, and it's very graphic, and on the front it's graphic, and then on the back you have talking points for the promotora. So the promotora will stand in the front of the room and use the flip chart as a tool when she's giving her presentation. And all of our materials are bilingual and at a fifth grade reading level. So as you can see, here's the slide on the right, or the picture on the right is the talking points. The one on the left is in Spanish, and then the one on the right is in English. And these other pictures on the lower end are what the audience sees. So it's very graphic, very low in writing. In addition to the flip chart, there's a charla guide which accompanies the flip chart, and the promotora uses it as a guide, basically, to when they're implementing the charla and the intervention. And it's about 47 pages long. The participants will receive handouts. So these are two handouts for local resources in the D.C. and Chicago area on where they can access additional information about cervical cancer prevention. So this is a field testing. We do we work with our community. So we go into the community and we do the training with the flip chart and our promotora. So as you can see, they're doing role playing. It's about a 3-day training. The first day goes over the technical content. The second day is role play. And then the third day is feedback and evaluation. Those are our promotoras, both from Chicago and D.C. We brought them in for a sustainability training. We try to incorporate sustainability into all of our projects so that we can ensure that the projects live on past our funding period. So now I'd like to get into a little bit about the methodology. We did a pre- and post-test surveys in the third year to 1,224 participants. These were self-reported surveys, and the actual intervention is only about 2 hours long, so the flip chart only lasts 2 hours, and we do the pre and the post during that first session, and that also includes a demographic survey. Then we do a 3 to 6 month follow-up, where we'll call and ask the same post-survey questions and an additional behavior change questions to see if they've actually maintained engaged in the behavior, have actually gotten a pap smear. And then all the data is entered into a database and analyzed using paired t-tests and Wilcoxon signed rank test for statistical significance. So year three data, these are major findings. Participants had showed an increase in knowledge about cervical cancer, showed an increase in positive attitude toward pap test, and an increase in self-efficacy to obtain pap test. Demographic analysis revealed that increased age is associated with less desirable outcomes, and positive changes that resulted immediately after the charla persisted at follow-up. So we actually saw at the 3 and the 6 month follow-up that they were engaging in what they had learned. So I'll go through these kind of quickly since I have 5 minutes left. So this basically just outlines that there was an increase in knowledge, attitude, and self-efficacy. Here, this chart shows, we asked the question, are you thinking about having a Pap test in the future? So pre said yes, so that was a really high rate, and then but at the post, 96.3% said that yes, they were thinking about having a Pap test in the future. One of the second questions we asked was, when do you think you will obtain your next Pap test? And as you can see, after the post test, 52.2% said that they would obtain a Pap test within 6 months. Now, this is the results from the follow-up, from the 3 to 6 month follow-up. And again, it just shows that there was an increase in knowledge, attitude, and self-efficacy that lasted over the 3 to 6 month period since they had received the intervention. So lessons learned, there's a definite need for more evidence-based interventions that are tailored to Latinos and Latinas specifically. Community-based participatory research or the input from the community is very crucial and really, I think, added towards the success of this project. Program can increase knowledge, positive attitude, self-efficacy, and intent to screen for cervical cancer, which is great. And one thing that we really learned was that there was an obviously increase in women wanting to obtain a Pap smear, but there was an issue with access. There wasn't any availability for women to actually go and get a Pap smear done. So what we are proposing in the next iteration is that the promotoras become advocates for themselves and really try to strive to change the system so that access is improved. And that's it. Thank you.